Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the quickening and the intensification of the globalist takeover on a planetary scale. So much incredibly vital news that is unfolding and taking place around us all. We are truly living a major paradigm shift on so many fronts. For the good and the bad, upheaval, a time of great change is upon us. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the fifth day of May, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Later in the broadcast, I want to spend at least 30 minutes talking about the nature of racism. It's truly tribalism. And the groups and organizations that promote so-called multiculturalism are actually creating division and tribalism. So they exacerbate a problem and then sell you the big government nanny state solution. So I want to discuss really the great game of divide and conquer from the level of race and religion coming up today. In fact, I'm just going to do that at the start of the next hour. Then we have a guest joining us just for about 15 minutes in the middle of the third hour. We saw a news report where Robert G. Rash, who heads up the levee system in his area of the country, he's been in meetings with FEMA where they openly brag that where they're forcing everyone to buy flood insurance now who doesn't need it, even people on hilltops, that this is just a way to raise tens of billions of dollars, kind of like the government health care bill forcing you to buy insurance written by the insurance companies. But they had their pundits go out and claim that they were against it when their lobbying was 94%, according to the Wall Street Journal, for it. Just like Goldman Sachs and others are lobbying for the banking reform bill that actually gives them more power and control over the entire financial system. But it's being sold in the media. In fact, I saw an article today. Goldman Sachs relents, agrees the bill needs to pass. Oh, they agree they made some mistakes engineering the financial collapse by design in their own records. That's a mistake. If you rob a bank, it's a mistake. If you beat your neighbor in the head with a hammer till they're dead, it's a mistake. If you jump off a cliff, it's a mistake. If you drive to a crack house and buy drugs, it's a mistake. If you run a cash register and you steal $1,000 out of it at a 7-Eleven, it's a mistake. It's all a mistake. So we'll be discussing that today as well. I was already aware of this information. By saying that, I've done the research. It's very accurate. In fact, they really understate it. But I saw some amazing videos that were posted up on our Facebook account, one of our Facebook accounts. And we've got more than 15 of them, fan base sites that people have turned over to us. One of our fan sites posted some videos to the Overpopulation is a Myth website where they put together some really excellent YouTube videos using official numbers. And this was put out by the Population Research Institute, who I want to get on in the next few days or next week or so. Just amazing information. I want to go over the facts of human population here on the broadcast, and we will do that coming up today in the last hour. Now, when we return, I want to get into the economy and the consolidation of the economy by powerful financial interest. China may crash in the next 9 to 12 months, says Dr. Mark Faber. Euro market meltdown resumes despite Greek deal. Well, of course it does. It's all by design. And what's happening here in the United States. That is straight ahead, and the latest fear-mongering on the Times Square failed bomb.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the full 4 hours today on any subject, any issue you wish to discuss. Any local news item, national item, piece of legislation, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. I want to continue today talking about the situation in Arizona. Really a mild law. The media is misrepresenting it, saying that anyone with brown skin is going to be pulled over and basically harassed. Ladies and gentlemen, for 2.5 years, they have built Border Patrol checkpoints as far as 100 miles in, and they have roving checkpoints, and we've interviewed people that have been beaten up, black people, white people, Hispanics, all Americans who every day driving to work have to go through these, and they start saying, look, you're not going to search me, you're not going to ask me questions like this is an airport. You need to be down on the border. And you remember Pastor Anderson, who they beat within an inch of his life, splitting his head open all over the place, tasering him over and over again. And he got, you know, he videotaped it. And he got the videotape of it, and that's on YouTube. So this already happens to Americans, okay? I don't care what color you are. And so the federal government, oh, cares so much about civil rights and people's freedom. And you know, basketball teams are changing their names to Spanish names. In protest, and oh my gosh, you know, Hispanic people are being persecuted. And the media is telling them this to make this be a racial issue, because 80% or more of the illegal aliens in this country are Latin American. The point is, we're going bankrupt. I mean, do you see every day articles about school districts firing half their teachers, laying off a third or more? And this is going on all the time. There'll be more cuts of city employees, of even police. I mean, are you witnessing them going to 4-day-a-week school days? Are you witnessing massive budget shortfalls everywhere? I mean, do you see what's happening? And this is what the banking system does. In fact, you know, today is falsely known as Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Independence. It's not even celebrated in Mexico. It is not Mexican Independence Day. It's made up like Kwanzaa to create more division. And it's just another example of all of the propaganda that's going on. And when I was rereading to make sure I was accurate about this, the history of Cinco de Mayo and Cinco de Mayo confusion, it just confirmed even more what I had historically remembered. And you read the story of Mexico, it's the same story we've seen in Greece, the same story we've seen in Argentina, the same story now in Portugal, the same story in England, the United States. The banks came in, got the country in incredible debt. The people threw off colonial rule not once but twice. But they never escaped the banking cartel that controlled them. And that's why Mexico has triple, on average, by every major index, the natural resources of the United States. I mean, Mexico is rich. Rich soil, rich in oil, rich in timber, rich in minerals across the board. Why do they have one of the poorest populations on earth and one of the richest elites on earth? They're in the top three, after the United States and England. Why? Because it's a top-down, vertically integrated society by design to keep control of the population. And so next hour, I'm going to break this down and go over it. But there's all this Cinco de Mayo confusion, and I have to witness every time there's a Cinco de Mayo in Austin. If you go downtown, you'll see giant parades day and night, people drunk everywhere, waving Mexican flags. And I'm sorry, it's offensive. It's offensive. I mean, imagine if you had a giant U.S. population in Mexico City on 4th of July running around with tens of thousands of American flags. I would imagine that would be offensive. And look, I don't want to hear that the United States belongs to Mexico. Mexico was Guatemala as well, but they lost that. All it was the Spanish Empire and then the French Empire. And then a Habsburg Austrian / German Empire. Okay? It was anybody who could land troops with guns. It was a free-for-all down there. All right? So the claim that Mexico or the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo got ripped off is a joke. Okay? Mexico couldn't even hold their forts against the native populations of Comanche and Apache and Red Stick and others, okay? It is a sickening, disgusting lie, and I am sick of it. I have read the history up one side and down the other, okay? And other people should do that. But why does the U.S. government in colleges and in high school? Listen, when I was at Anderson High School, I was a couple years in Dallas, a couple years here in Austin, and I was in art class. And they had an art field trip with the best students of the ladies' five classes. And she was a nice art teacher, but a socialist, basically. And she took me down to UT with her, quote, best students. And I got to sit there for 6 hours at the University of Texas at their art department, hearing about how U.S. stole Mexico and seeing these art displays about how evil white people are. Okay. I mean, you want to know what woke Alex Jones up? It was stuff like that. Okay. Because I'd already read history books and I already knew it was a complete deception. All right. Okay. Look, does Britain have a claim on the United States? I mean, they used to have it. No. Does Spain have a claim? No. Does France have a claim? No. Does Mexico have a claim? No, you don't. Okay, does Germany have a claim? Because, yes, I mean, we just say Germany. That's the nation today. It was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And then you can even debate what royalty it was. They were all intermarried. the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Habsburgs, but it was basically based out of what is Austria today. Okay? Now they had California and Texas and Arizona and Nevada. I mean, do the French get it? Do the Germans get it? Do the Austrians get it? It's just as asinine a claim of people in Mexico being taught in public schools and here in the United States. I mean, it is taught in studies all over the United States. Almost every school district in the country sits there and teaches the school kids this is Mexico and it was stolen. No, this is not Mexico. It was not stolen. If anybody has a claim to it, it was the native tribes that lived here, period. And they didn't have governments. They didn't have private property. They didn't have a system. And you bet, via conquest, the United States took it. Okay? Now, you got to ask yourself a question. Do you want to live under the United States Bill of Rights and Constitution, which they're now violating? People say, well, we don't want to live under America. Look, it's tyranny. Well, that's the globalist takeover. No. I'm saying you want to live under the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and habeas corpus, and due process, and private property rights, where you get to keep what you earn and you produce and you make. If you paint an oil painting, do you own that or does somebody else? No. If you go out and plant some corn plants in your backyard, who gets to eat that corn when it's ready in the fall? Who gets to butter that up and give it to their kids? Or do you have to go give it to your neighbors? Because in a democracy, I guess if 51% of your neighborhood association decide that you've got to give your car to the neighborhood association and they're going to sell it and then they're going to take the money from it, I mean, you have to do that? That's slavery. They call it democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, okay? And Mexico is a narco-terrorist kleptocracy. A monopoly of the rich. Mexico has collapsed. It's nothing but armored citadels guarding the wealth of the elite while the slaves work in the slave factories and in the fields. They have no rights. The police wear black uniforms. They have troops on the street corner. Now, what's happening in America? The exact same thing. So, no, I don't want to live under an empire. I don't want to live under a king. And I don't want to live under a bunch of el jefes. I don't want to live under, you know, the corrupt government leaders who are paid off by big mega corporations. And that's what our government is. It is a big cesspit of corruption, period. But let me explain Cinco de Mayo confusion. It is a common misconception among the non-Mexican community in the United States to mistake Cinco de Mayo, or the 5th of the Mexican Independence Day, which occurs September 16th. Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates the victory of the Mexican army over the French Empire at the battle, and it goes on in 1862 during the French invasion of Mexico to make Mexico pay debts to the empire because they'd thrown out the French colonial government. And then what happened after that? Well, with the backing of Napoleon of France, a group of Mexican monarchs led by the Habsburg Maximilian came in and took it over. And what did the United States do? You know, the United States took over Mexico City. They sent the Marine Corps and the Army down there. Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee were there. They went down there and they took over the government of Mexico, because Mexico continued to run sneak attacks as far north as Oklahoma. And then the United States pulled out. The United States didn't want Mexico. The United States knew there's no way to manage this. These people have never had freedom. They've been slaves before the Westerners arrived under the Aztec bloodletting kingdom, which is something out of Hellraiser. I mean, Mexico has been cursed for thousands of years. Mesoamerica has been cursed for thousands and thousands of years. Okay? It has had, by any yardstick, a wicked culture. A wicked culture. And don't tell me, oh, you can't judge cultures. I judge the Nazi culture as bad. I judge communist culture as bad. I judge any oppressive culture where you got priests standing up on top pyramids cutting children's hearts out and hanging the kids up for lunch meat. That was how the priests mainly made their money. That was their taxes. It was human flesh. You had to give them sacrifice. You had to give them your kids. That was their favorite juicy meat. Then they would hang the kids up and cut them up and slice them up in the priest-run meat markets. Now, if you think that's good, hey, Take your kids, slit their throat, hang them up, have a good meal. As for me, it's evil. We'll be right back.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What
then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We are back live. Okay, let me go over the economic news, and I'm going to get into the relish with which the media and government criminals are hyping the failed bomb from Times Square. I mean, every radio channel, local, national, television, they've got all these congressmen and senators and Homeland Security people saying, we need to be able to arrest U.S. citizens and strip them of rights. Well, what is the Belligerent Act they've got going through Congress? What does the enemy combatant ruling say? That they can arrest citizens secretly, torture you, and that you can never be seen again. Well, now, they already have that on the books at the regulatory executive level, but it's not real law. So now they're trying to pass the Violent Belligerence Act, and they're saying, look, this guy was a U.S. citizen. Let's not give him a trial. Notice what just happened with the Hatari. In fact, guys, I am this to you, but I didn't see it in my stack. 2 days ago, a federal judge ruled that the Hatari had to be released, the militia. And then the feds went in and put an injunction in while they decide whether they're going to file an appeal to the higher federal court. So just search the term Hatari not to be released yet or something like that. I need that when I go over this because that's what this is about. They want to set the precedent to end habeas corpus and due process. The entire Homeland Security system is built and set up for the American people and to watch Lieberman on TV and others. It is just a full court press to totally overturn the Bill of Rights and set up the military jurisdiction here in the U.S. They've already set it up, but now they're trying to openly come out and say, look, you're not safe unless we can just arrest whoever we want and they can just disappear into a black hole. And by the way, that's just not my interpretation. We had Judge Andrew Napolitano on a few weeks ago going over the Violent Belligerence Act, and it states that you can be secretly arrested for any reason, never even charged, as a U.S. citizen by the Pentagon, and that only an act of Congress can even get you a court hearing. That's the only checks and balance, is that, well, if the Anti-Terrorism Committee decides to send it to the House, then maybe, if you're ever even heard from again. That's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And they're saying, oh, everyone's so scared, they want to be safe. Don't worry, we have smart cameras we just decided to put in Saturday when this happened all over the country that face scan you and track the way you walk and look at suspicious facial expressions. That's actually in the AP today. And we just now decided to put this in now because this happened. Oh, really? They've been putting them in Dallas and Boston and New York and L.A. for the last decade. They put them in Tampa 11 years ago. But just like they have the underwear bombing, which was a staged event on Christmas Day, and within minutes, don't worry, we just now decided to put naked body scanners in everywhere. They ordered them a year before. That's how staged all of this is. Just like 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, three aircraft carriers, all massing off the coast and in the stands around Afghanistan in the 2 months before 9/11, and Bush, according to Newsweek, signs the launch order to launch the attack in the next month on September 10th. To launch the attack that he supposedly launched because of 9/11, he signed the order the day before. This is a huge bureaucracy, and they think you're so stupid that they set it all up in front of you. Oh, and by the way, it's now come out that other witnesses on the ground said the day it happened last week that it looked like a drill. And now we have the sheriff saying, yeah, I was there for a drill with the bomb squad, and so I was already in cop mode. So more and more it becomes evident they were running a drill. And just like they told you that Hatari was basically admitting what they'd done, and now they're saying that's not true and they've got to release them, you can't believe anything that comes out of these people. This guy might not even exist. This intelligence operative cutout. Remember McVeigh. And that's why they don't want to have trials. Because if they have trials, you'll get to see the guy. You'll get to hear the evidence. You'll get to see what really went on. You'll get to find out if he was hired to take part in a drill. You'll get to find out if he was an intelligence asset who was sent to Pakistan to spy, and he's some double agent they're setting up and burning like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh or dozens of other lone gunmen, John Wilkes Booth. So that is coming up as well, but I'm going to get into all of the economic news on the other side, and then we're going to go to your phone calls, 1-800-259-9031. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget their website, GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish. With double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Well, now is the present. Let's not sit idly by while tyranny takes over every facet of our lives. The battle is going on right now. The decisions we make will govern the destiny of this species on this planet, Terra Firma. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls. But first, let's get into the economy. China may crash in the next 9 to 12 months, Faber says. This is out of Bloomberg. And Dr. Mark Farber's had a lot of very accurate forecasts and predictions in the past. Investor Mark Farber said China's economy will slow and possibly crash within a year as declines in stock and commodity prices signal the nation's property bubble is set to burst. The Shanghai Composite Index has failed to regain its 2009 high, while industrial commodities and shares of Australian resource exports are acting heavily, Farber said. The opening of the World Expo in Shanghai last week is not a particularly good omen, he said, citing a property bust and depression that followed the 1873 World Exhibition in Vienna. The market is telling you that something is not quite right, Farber, the publisher of the Gloom Boom Doom Report, said in a Bloomberg televised interview in Hong Kong today. The Chinese economy is going to slow down regardless. it is more likely that we will than ever we will see a crash sometime in the next 9 to 12 months. Now, there's a huge bubble in China. It's really been the latest bubble. An index tracking Chinese stocks traded in Hong Kong dropped 1.8% today, the most in 2 weeks after the central bank raised revenue requirements for the third time this year. The Shanghai Composite has slumped 12% this year, Asia's worst performer, as policymakers seek to rein in lending boom that spurred record gains in property prices. China's markets are shut for a holiday today. Here's another one. Euro market meltdown resumes despite Greek deal. This is out of Reuters. Now, this is a very important story because everything is not as it seems when you just read these news articles. They're saying, oh, it doesn't matter if $146 billion plus $1.46.5 billion was given in a, quote, bailout, in a, quote, austerity deal. They cut your pensions. They cut your benefits. They cut basic services like filling potholes and police and ambulances, and they raise the taxes to pay the money to the 6 to 10, depending on how you break them down, global mega parasite banks. It's incredible. And so they're saying, oh, it didn't have the desired effect. We thought this would stabilize Europe. How many economists have we had on for several years telling you that 19 countries are going to go down at least? More than 12 of them in Western and Eastern Europe and the Mediterranean. And then it would be Portugal and Spain next. And now we're hearing the same thing. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now we need hundreds of billions more for those countries or the economy will fall apart. And then they get the bailout. And the banks restrict lending even more by design to destroy the real economy, to destroy confidence so the state goes bankrupt further into the hands of the private central banks that have done this in hundreds of nations over and over again. We have the IMF World Bank handbooks, and then the riots come that further destroys confidence, and then they have an excuse to crack down with paramilitary police. It's called the IMF riot. And they're preparing it for the United States as well. But the average person reading this, oh gosh, 146 plus billion in taxpayer money, a lot of it paid by U.S. taxpayers, that wasn't enough. Oh, we better have more. Meanwhile, lending is at record lows. Euro market meltdown resumes despite Greek deal. A renewed selling frenzy gripped Eurozone financial markets on Tuesday as concern mounted that the record EU-IMF bailout for Greece, the IMF bailing it, oh, I'm bailing out the banks, giving it to ourselves, would not stop a debt crisis spreading in the single currency area. Spanish Prime Minister dismissed as complete madness a market rumor that his country would soon ask for 280 billion euros in aid from the euro area. The euro sank to a one-year low beneath $1.31, and the risk premium on Greek, Portuguese, and Spanish bonds soared amid jitters about a possible Greek debt restructuring and worries over the financial health of other southern European countries. The United States dollar is not going up. The euro is going down, and then they'll bring the dollar down. This is concerted dollar value reduction. In Athens, striking public workers challenged Greece's 110 billion euro bailout for austerity deal, starting a 48-hour national strike that shut down ministries, tax offices, schools, hospitals, and public services. There is no faith in what the EU and IMF have proposed for Greece, said Dean Popplewell, chief currency strategist at OANDA, a foreign exchange brokerage in Toronto. Capital markets are betting on Greek default as Greece's own populace is now not going to accept the terms of this rescue. A contagion is a real concern hurting the euro, he said. News that Greece had appointed debt restructuring specialist Lazard to provide general finance advice fueled speculation that some form of orderly rescheduling of payment moratorium may be likely despite vehement official denials. Finance Minister of Greece told Reuters after the news that Lazar hire as any form of debt restructuring is out of the question. That means they will pay the banks all the imaginary derivative crud. They will give them 100 cents on the dollar on fraudulent paper they went in and paid the government off to buy. Literally, Goldman Sachs people running all of the Greece governmental finance systems. They send their people inside. They set up the fraud. Then they implode your country. Then they run around laughing, saying, dispatch the SWAT teams. Hazard bonuses for all. Lazard recently advised countries like Argentina, Ecuador, and Ivory Coast on sovereign debt restructuring. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The same thing is going to be done here in the United States if we don't wake up and say no to this system. This is a global, orchestrated, coordinated depression, a war against real property and real wealth and savings on record. This is a financial war backed up with military force that you paid for with tax money. They don't want a free market. They don't want jobs. They don't want nice cars and swimming pools. They don't want your bellies full. They don't want you doing well. They want you bankrupt, and they're going to get it done if they have their way. Greek state workers escalate protest at budget cuts. They're being told they've got to give up at least half their pension fund that they paid into. And the same thing here in the U.S. Teachers are being told they're going to have their funding cut. Private pension funds are being told they've got to give their money to, quote, failed banks. And here's CNN money. CNN money. More than 80% of school districts to cut jobs nationwide. And you're like, good. You know, shut down these screwed up public schools. The government set this whole thing up. Just like they set the nation up to fail, they set education up to fail. Now they're going to come in with their corporate schools with government funding run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they're going to tell you what you're going to be when you grow up. What have they been promoting? Nationally, testing your DNA. And the government will tell you what your DNA means, and then they will tell you what you can get scholarships for. You know, at first it'll be, well, you just can't get scholarships, or we won't let you in. Or we won't let you have this job if you don't agree to this, sign this contract. It's like you sign a contract with the military. And then they'll phase it in, as China's doing, where they're going to decide what you do from birth. They're going to decide if you can have a kid or not. They're going to test the parent's DNA and say, oh, this looks like you're too aggressive. You're anti-government. I mean, that's actually being stated. Here's another one. This is out of Gallup poll. Federal government outpaces private sectors in job creation. The federal government is creating more jobs for the first time in U.S. history than the private sector. And every government job that's created, every government job that is produced, takes 2.3 private sector jobs. That's a global average. Oh, boy. That is really horrible. I mean, they are taking over. And they've got a horde of people that work for them and a horde of people on welfare. And they're saying, we're a democracy. 51% are on the government trough, on the government mammary gland, and we're going to basically enslave the rest of you. You work for us now. We have guns. We're the government. We know who you are, Tom. We know where you live. Nice house, Tom. Nice car, Tom. What's not nice is you've gone bankrupt and can't pay your taxes. So we're going to take your house, Tom. Get out, Tom. We've got an armored vehicle 5 miles away. It's rolling towards you. You're going to be homeless, Tom. You don't like it, Tom? Here come your public servants, Tom. And as more government people lose their jobs in select areas, that makes the other ones just serve Big Brother even more. At least I got mine. See, they've deindustrialized us. They've shut down our farming belts. They've made us totally dependent, and now the real social engineering is going to crank up. Oh, it's going to get real fun to watch America get butchered and the globalists just rolling around in our entrails, our political entrails, our societal entrails. Here's another one, L.A. Times. Plunge in state revenue dashes hopes of any easy budget fix. It says, despite the fact that taxes have been raised across the board, less money's coming in. Government knows that. Kennedy cut income tax by 50%. Tax revenues more than doubled within 1 year. Cut taxes, revenue doubles. They don't want the revenue to double. They want carbon taxes. They want VAT financial taxes. They want to harass all businesses and factories and shut down coal plants. What does Goldfinger say to James Bond? He says, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. You expect to get the economy going? No, we expect to smother the great engine of the Republic. We've been trying as best we can to wreck it and so we can take it over and re-engineer it. You'll serve us like Nigerians and Argentines. You'll learn to be poor in the street. You'll learn about troops on street corners. You fools, we didn't dispatch these troops to fight Al-Qaeda. We run Al-Qaeda. These troops are for you when you're homeless. Ha, ha, ha! And tonight, our forces will dine on man flesh! They've been trained to hate you, and they're ready! Ha, ha, ha! See, that's tyranny. The cops may be poor, and they may have their pension funds taken, but at least they got that battle gear. At least people got to give them respect. At least they can strut around. And all the foreigners pouring in, making up the police force. They got real power over Americans they hated when they moved here. Ha, ha, ha! It's going to be a lot of fun for every tyrant and every control freak and every dim-witted loser who couldn't produce anything. No, the globalists have got jobs for them. They got jobs and they're going to have, they want your daughter, they're going to take her. They want your wife, they're going to take her. They want your business, they're going to take it. You speak up to them, you talk back to them, they'll beat you within an inch of your life, they'll gun you down, and the news will call you a terrorist. That's what tyranny's about, is losers and criminals and scum and filth just dominating everyone and getting away with whatever they want. They're turning the planet into a giant carnal house for control freaks and sadists. Plunge in state revenue dashes hopes of an easy budget fix. Legislators were hoping revenue would continue to expand projections for stalling deeper cuts and further tax hikes. But April's total was 30% below what was expected, leaving them with few options. State tax collections plummeted unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, you raise taxes on every level and everything implodes. You knew exactly what you were doing. That's right. Siege of the American people. Siege of state and local government. Build them up, get them all bloated, and then knock them down. State tax collections plummeted unexpectedly in April, wiping out months of steady gains that legislators hoped would ease their budget troubles and restore California's economic system faster than experts predicted. Such hope is now fading fast. What was the other article? We gave the 146 plus billion to the bankers in Greece, and now it's getting worse. Now they need more. Give them more money. Give them more power. That will fix it. And the teachers are saying, you cut my pay, you fired me. The small towns, they're firing most of the cops because all we need state police and federal SWAT teams. We don't need cops that respond to crime anymore. We don't have cops that respond to car wrecks anymore. They're announcing all over the country. No, police are to raise revenue and to have riot police when people protest and to go out and take houses. Oh, yes, the pirate ships of the New World Order are now cruising through our cities and towns. Oh, they're forging the great army of death against us. Oh, they've done it in so many other countries. Oh, they killed between 65 and 80 million in China. Oh, they killed 30% of the population, U.S. government funded Pol Pot. And Brzezinski brags about it. Oh, our banks funded the Soviet takeover of Russia. Oh, the big banks funded it all. And now they get to have it in America. Now they've got their paramilitary forces everywhere. And oh, there's a little dud bomb they stage with a drill in Times Square. And then they get everybody calling into the talk radio going, I want to
give up my rights. I love being searched. I love having questions asked. Keep me safe. I'm so scared. The public just relishing their slavery. Oh, just bankers. Just take everything I've got. Just face scan me. Oh, the media saying it's good to have the laptops watching your kids at home. Oh, it's so good that there's mercury in the shots. Oh, the fluoride is so good. Oh, people dying everywhere of cancer and brain damage all around you. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's such a blessing. Oh, it's so good for us. It's so wonderful. Oh, government's so wonderful. The private central banks are so sweet and loving, and they help us so much, and we're just so thankful. And how dare the states fight back as the borders implode and Mexico collapses and say they might actually arrest illegal aliens. Oh, that's so terrible. Oh. This is how disgusting it is and how sick of it I am. Of course every state's going to collapse. Of course they're going to take everything you've got. And the government bureaucrats and bankers are going to move into your houses, move into your farms. They're going to raise taxes on every level. They're going to have their way with you until you go into the county commissioners' courts and the city councils and the state houses, until you realize a solution is looking you in the mirror, and you're going to have to stand up on the front line against this tyranny because it's coming in like a flood. More financial news straight ahead, and then your phone calls and a bunch of other key information today. I'm getting wound up. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You can't hide from this. You can't run away. Tyranny can be met in only one way. Head on.
Better you should pray to God
to put the pedal to the metal. This isn't a game of chicken because we're not going to turn. We are going to go straight forward. I mean, when you turn television on, radio on, it is almost 100% blanket, absurdist brainwashing of how the government loves you and provides everything, how the bankers love you, how the economy is getting better when every indicator shows it is completely imploding. I mean, it's like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, he's the father of Reaganomics. They are willfully destroying the economy by design. But we have the UN. We have Maurice Strong. We have Ted Turner. We have all these globalists. We have the Goldman Sachs internal documents. They're the ones funding the carbon tax, saying they want to destroy our economy. You have the head of the IMF saying the good times are over for Europe and America. We're going to take your pension funds that you paid into. And guess what? We got a bunch of people with low IQs, with automatic weapons that are going to work for us and do what we tell them. Now, despite the fact that they've tried to only hire dumb cops, every time I mention this, I get emails saying it isn't true. Just Google, police department does not hire officers with over 100 IQ. And the internal documents show they want cops with about 85 IQs. Let me tell you, 85 is pretty stupid. You know, they can tie their shoelaces. They can, you know, they can do basic things like that, but you're an 85 IQ, you're talking about somebody almost at moron level. 100. There have been lawsuits all over the country, in Dallas and Philadelphia and New York and L.A. That's been a policy in place for at least 20 years. Because, you know, the average cop listening to me right now can't even understand what I'm saying. They just say, terrorists, terrorists. You know, the government made the sun come up. The government made the grass grow. The government made the... And they've been trained that the Tea Party people are terrorists and that the gun owners are terrorists. And they'll do whatever they're told. You know, don't make fun of the communist Chinese. You know, they got suckered into going along with it. Don't make fun of the Nazis. They got suckered in. I've studied the Europe at that time. You know, the Germans were much more immoral people than we are today. And they bought the lie. They drank the Kool-Aid. And let me tell you something, we drank it. We drank more than any modern society's ever guzzled down, and this country is cursed and is going to hell. Okay, you understand that. We are on a burning ship crashing into icebergs right now. We are on fire. Shields are down. Red level emergency. And they're just going to incrementally, like we're a hog on a spit, just keep turning us around in circles over that fire, slow roasting us. Oh, it makes me so sad. And look, I know there are a lot of really smart police. But the point is the government doesn't want smart ones. And the smart people end up maybe making sergeant after 25, 30 years. But the thuggish, roid-head nuts with devil tattoos all over them, they're going to the top. And you've heard the military call in who's trained with the police. And it's the military over and over again that's actually shocked by the cops, how they talk about us like we're scum, we're trash, how they can't wait to wage war on us. And that doesn't mean every department or every group of cops, but that's where the globalists want this to go. And the government is criminal and is destroying the economy by design. They are going to incrementally wreck our lives. Of course Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. That's the whole point. That's the plan. Bankruptcy to the bankers. It's fraud. Your call straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.